Another night of looting and vandalism at Scottsdale Fashion Square. On Saturday is where it took place. There's bad stuff going on in downtown Phoenix. How bad was it?
Good morning, Jim. Yeah, that's really what's going on in downtown Phoenix where I was. Things started off pretty peaceful. However, then they started turning violent, and I got to witness spray painting, individuals breaking windows. It just really got out of hand.
Yeah, you know, some people are criticizing the police for not being overly aggressive, but holding back in some ways and letting some of this destruction take place. You know, there's a couple of schools of thought on that one. You know, by rushing in too quickly, they may escalate the violence. But, you know, people who had their stuff smashed are saying we got to have more action on the part of officers. How did it play out in front of you?
You know, I got to downtown at around 7 p.m. Protesters were mainly peaceful at around 8:45 that evening is when police started putting on the riot gear. And that's mainly because protesters stopped at the north entrance of the Phoenix Police headquarters and had a very tense exchange of words with officers there. And then by 10:21, it's when loud bangs started coming, whether those fireworks, and officers had to start responding because they felt endangered using gases. And by 10:36, an unlawful assembly was called. So it escalated very quickly from what started as a peaceful protest.
You know, Thursday night, protesters broke the glass front entrance of the Phoenix Police headquarters. So I can understand them not wanting them to a repeat of what happened on Thursday night. Do you, just from your observation, feel like maybe there was an overreaction on the part of law enforcement, or was it measured?
So from my perspective, I think officers were very patient in their response, and I think it was very it met what was happening. So I know that authorities took preventive measures by trying to barricade off government buildings. However, in one of the tweets that I sent, the Sandra Day O'Connor U.S. Courthouse, it didn't work, and there was still some vandalism that occurred there.
Yeah, no, I saw a smashed glass and spray painting on the windows there. It was, I think a lot of people are really shaking their heads. And we should point out that, once again, as we have been saying all along, as everybody's been saying along, including the peaceful protesters, this were the actions of a few people, Gabriel, weren't they?
Yeah, and in several of those instances, I saw other protesters try to intervene and ask others to not vandalize. However, their pleas went unheard, and they still went ahead and did it.
All right. Well, I appreciate your taking the time this morning, and appreciate you being down there, Gabriel, as well. Gabriel Gamino, KTAR's Gabriel Gamino, joining us this morning to talk about what happened during some of these protests over the weekend.